Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Joe Smith. We're talking Jeff West boys basketball. The Tigers coming out of the Christmas break with a 3-3 record. We'll be hosting Nemaha Central. But I want to go back and talk briefly, Coach, about the game before Christmas break. It was a good one for your club. You beat Holton 49-44 and had a, I believe, about a 10-point lead at halftime. Played a really good first half and kind of held on and kept Holton at bay through the second half. But always nice to go into the break with the win, and that one had to feel pretty good for you to get that one at home.
Yeah, it did for sure. And, you know, big thing that, you know, me and my assistants had talked about, we had just, you know, dropped wins at Perry and at Sabetha. So, you know, I was, you know, really not trying to go into break, you know, losing three in a row. So, we, you know, we came in, you know, kind of firing all cylinders early and, you know, got out to a nice little lead. And like you said, we were able to hold on for a win, but there was a huge win for our, you know, team morale, especially heading into break.
One thing I like about your team is kind of the parity. I mean, I think you probably have three, four, maybe five guys that you feel like can go out and have a big night offensively or go out and get you a bunch of points. But, boy, Gage Colley, I think, ended up with like 25 that game before the break. And the way three-pointers were falling early for him, that was a big key for your team.
Absolutely. And, you know, we try to, you know, play through Gage as much as we can. And I challenge him all the time to, you know, to be better, which is not hard to do. But I mean, he's playing some really good basketball right now. But just always challenging him and pushing him to be, you know, to be the best version of himself that, you know, he could be. And like I tell him every day, you know, we go as he goes, you know. So I mean, we have a lot of talented guys on our group, but you know, as he goes and as he produces, it makes everybody else's job a lot easier. So as he goes, we go.
You went 12 for 12 from the free throw line that night as well. That was another big key. So assuming maybe you didn't have to work quite as much on free throws over the break, what were some of your emphasis and things maybe that you spent a little extra time on then with the holiday practices after Christmas?
We do shoot free throws every day, so we do pressure free throws. So there's quite a bit of running involved if they miss. So I think that's probably the big area of focus for our guys because they don't want to get that extra conditioning in. But you know, over break we just broke it right back down to, you know, all the basic stuff. And I like break just because you get those, you know, 6 or 7 practices uninterrupted with games and all this other stuff. So you know, during the week, you're practicing, but you're also focusing on you know, your upcoming opponent. So, you know, we had, I think, six practices to be able to just break down some, you know, real basic stuff and just get back to, you know, the core of what it is that we want to do and, you know, try to clean some things up and also add some things so that we won't be one-dimensional moving forward during this long stretch of the rest of the season.
Every game's big, double round robin, but man, I look at this Nemaha game. I mean, you and the Thunder both have the same record, and you get this game at home. I mean, this seems like this is a pretty big one to kind of get back on the court and try to pick up where you left off Friday night against the Thunder.
It is, and I, like I said, that Holton game really, you know, kind of gave our team morale a little jolt. And you know, so I'm hoping that, you know, we've had a bunch of good practices over break and, you know, guys are kind of starting to figure it out. And, we've also had some, you know, kind of some surprise contributions from a couple of guys, you know, off the bench. So, hoping that can continue to gel and work. And, you know, as you try to kind of narrow down, you know, lineups for the long stretch, like I said, these practices have been super beneficial, but Nemaha will definitely be a, you know, a big game for us, and they have a, you know, really well-coached, really talented team as well. So we'll see how that goes.
You bet. Appreciate your time. Coach, best of luck in these upcoming couple contests.
All right. Thank you very much.
Joe Smith, head coach of the Jeff West Boys Tiger Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Heinen Repair on K4 Highway, just south of Valley Falls.